to talk about me. I want to talk about
Welcome
me.
Back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. This segment of the Bruce Salin Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's N like in North, P-I-E-R.com. And write them and ask for their free newsletter. It is quite worthwhile. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. He's also got a new project coming up that's very exciting, of which I'm sure he'll mention towards the end of our segment. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Pleasure, Bruce.
It is always a pleasure. You sounded a little bit down when I was talking to you, so I need to bring you up and get that usual spirited energy that I count on from you, let alone the repartee and sarcasm.
Yeah, I rely on Thursday mornings to get me going for the week. We should really do this call on Mondays, because then I would have a much better week.
I'm not interested in a daily show, but thank you for the offer. Mm-hmm. It's hard enough. I actually have unbelievable admiration for these guys that do 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. But this show today is inspired by an incident that took place in my home in which the 20-something generation displayed what I thought were somewhat rude manners in not being able to stop looking at their cell phones, interacting with their cell phones on a Friday night when their parents were visiting from out of town and they were visiting us. So I am curious, as an older and more experienced, not older, a more experienced father than I, with older children than I, how you dealt with not only this specific manners issue regarding technology, but how you dealt with teaching both your son and daughter manners along the way, and what advice you'd have to offer.
Well, we've talked about this in a general sense before in terms of it's our job to teach what's right and what's wrong, as far as the way we see it, to our kids. And they'll, of course, grow up and incorporate technology and all the influences that they have in their lives and figure out how they're going to handle themselves. But in our house, I mean, just to your column, having a phone in your hand at the dinner table was verboten. So it was not permitted. It was not okay. And, you know, there's that issue that a lot of us older folks have about just this change in lifestyle with the technology and how all the kids are just, you know, attached to their cell phones, especially when they started to text.
All their tech devices. I mean, there's so many that are portable. It's not
right.
Just the phone.
Right. Well, texting became the way that these kids communicated. They stopped using the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they stay connected. So we had to deal with the fact that, okay, well, this is how kids communicate. However, when you're with me, you're with me. So when I would be driving with my son, I didn't want him to text, because if he's texting, he's not with me. And they would argue that, but I think that's definitely one of the consequences of all of this texting, is that kids were having a hard time, at least my kids, being in the moment. And that was a discussion that I had oftentimes with my kids. If you are texting somebody else, you're not here with me. And so, you know, it gave us an opportunity to talk about what it means to give someone respect and attention and how that really impacts the kind of discussion that you might have in the relationship that you build with each other. So we definitely insisted on more than 140 characters, you know.
Well, I'd be curious what you would have done in the same situation I faced. Long-standing friends from out of town and their young 20-something couple, son and daughter, and one of the young couple are interacting somewhat, you know, quietly or not obtrusively with their phones nonstop. Their parents don't seem to care. Your kids are there. They're not doing it. You and your wife are not doing it. What might you have done in a similar situation?
Well, let me just say this. I'm, like you, I'm quite opinionated. But
really?
I know men who are not so. I know men who are much more tolerant in terms of what goes on. They don't feel the authority to impose their standards, even in their own home. So I'm not saying this about what's right or wrong, but I know what I would say would be, hey, love you guys, but at our table, you don't play with your phones, so I'm going to ask you to put them away.
So what would happen if they did it again? Because
they wouldn't have done it again because I would have asked them to put it away. And when he's cheating under the table, he'd get a look. So, you know, I'm dad at my table, and there are very few rules. You know, there are very few rules. But being at the table is one of them. So if you're going to be a guest and you don't have sort of the sense to sort of appreciate, you know, how to respect being a guest, then I'll let you know. Probably, you know, I'll try not to embarrass you, but I'll let you know. But if you try to keep doing it, then I'll probably embarrass you.
Well, that's interesting. I chose not to go the embarrassment route. And it was very interesting because, as I said earlier in the show, in my first segment, the number of comments that my columns get vary from, you know, just a handful to dozens. And this one has already gotten several dozen with universal, basically, approach similar to yours, including several comments from people of that generation deploring how much they hate their friends that do that. And
that do what?
That are using their phones constantly in their presence.
Right.
And they were acknowledging that this is a ubiquitous thing, that is, they personally, the people that were commenting that were in their 20s, were condemning as much as I was questioning.
Well, I want to just back up a second. When this is something that we talk about quite a bit in terms of just relationships with the men. It's my job to let you know what I need. It's not my job to change you. It's not my job to make you the person I want you to be. But
now you're referring to everybody or your kids?
Everybody.
Okay.
Right? So in this situation, I would say, you know, there are lots of ways of saying it. So I did a shortcut, and I want to be really clear. It's like, what I need from you guys is to get rid of your phones while we're having dinner. Okay, so I've just let you know what I needed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I do it in such a way that I mean it, so you get it. And that I'm really requesting that you respect it. Now, if someone doesn't respect it, I'm going to have a talk with them. That's just me. You know, I usually don't pass up an opportunity to father.
Let me ask you, I'm not questioning whether you would do this or not, but let's just for the sake of discussion say that these friends or family were on your wife's side. You weren't that close to them. Would you still be as forceful as you're describing?
Yes, and I have been. And let me say something else.
Is that why you never have anybody over anymore?
I like it that way. when my brother visited years ago, when his kids were young, he swung the pendulum away from where my dad was. My dad, at least my brother experienced my dad being somewhat abusive and this authoritarian.
Mm-hmm.
And so he swung the other way and had no discipline in his house. So when he visited our house with his kids were like going crazy. You know, cars up the wall and just they were doing things. And I was waiting for him to take care of things and he wasn't. So I stepped in and I took care of it.
We're out of time, Wayne, so
yes.
I need you to wrap this up, and I'd like you to just talk really for a few seconds about your new thing.
Well, we just started talking about something good. Let's talk about this next time.
Okay.
We're starting a new nonprofit called Connect the Men, and the effort is to really educate men across the country about the benefits of being in a men's group of some kind, and then creating a greater awareness and pulling men together who are running groups, who are offering groups, and try to make this something that more and more men will seek out, because my feeling is that the solution to most of our ills is for men to get what they need in life, and the place for a lot of men to get what they need is from the wisdom and experience of other men.
Well said, and I couldn't agree with you more. And where can people reach you to get more information about that and your other good works?
Bettermen.org, that's our site. You can find out about our annual retreat in Santa Barbara in September and get a copy of my book and see what we're doing to help men be better fathers and husbands.
As usual, time went by too quickly. Thank you, Wayne, and we will continue where you left off if you remind me, because I'd like to hear more about that particular incident.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, with Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen, and we will be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rep.
My fine, my fine.
I wasn't paying attention.